11.2
Playing cards are popular the world over, but their origins and development are far from clear. It's possible they originated from Chinese paper dominoes, China having invented paper some 1,000 years before its use in Europe. However, the multitude of designs that existed in the past suggests they are an amalgam of various traditions. There are three types of deck widely used today. The 52-card deck is the most widespread, particularly with the popularity of poker. The four suits, hearts, clubs, spades and diamonds, each have 13 cards. Numbers 2 to 10, followed by jack, queen, king and ace as the highest ranking card. Then there's the Spanish baraja. These decks use different suits which supposedly represent different power groupings in the Middle Ages. There are coins, which represent merchants, clubs representing peasants, gold cups for the church, and swords symbolising the military. There are only 40 cards. That's 1 to 7, plus a jack, a knight and a king. Finally, there are the East Asian flower cards. They have 12 suits, one for each month of the year, with 4 cards each. They don't have numbers, just pictures. These cards originally came into existence in the 17th century to avoid a ban on gambling with Western cards that had been introduced from Portugal. Playing cards are still so popular because they offer an infinite variety of games. In some games, you have to collect sets of cards, while others require you to shed the cards in your hand so you have none left. Alternatively, you may sometimes have to accumulate points or the whole pack. They range from simple games of chance to ones with complex rules and strategy using trumps, which are a suit or cards that have an added value, or jokers, cards which can replace any other, as well as the opportunity to bluff or team up with other players. And all that varied entertainment for less than the price of a cinema ticket.